This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny.
Alice's good morning everybody. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, so good. Don't you just feel electric?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I felt a little more electric than I do right now.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday,
oh,
Morgan.
Come on. Tom Brady wins his seventh Super Bowl. You gotta. Right. Thank you, Brandon.
Congratulations to Tom. Embarrassing game, quite frankly.
By the way,
yes.
Did you also notice Gronk scored 3 touchdowns?
No, I did notice that. I count to 1, 2, 3.
Might have been 2. 2 or 3, I'm not sure, but either way, it was spectacular.
Wait, how many?
To watch them.
Yeah. You know, embarrassing game. Embarrassing game. Tough to be Mahomes right now. If I was Tom Brady, I'd be pretty embarrassed that I only scored 31 points on the team that didn't show up. Quite possibly the worst game I've ever watched. I really did feel like, where's the Benny Hill theme? As Mahomes is scrambling. There you go.
Oh, there it is.
I mean,
Bryn found it.
It was like a shaking your head moment. Like, what is happening here?
Well, listen.
Where is the line of people who's trying to protect him? It was just like, he was getting crushed from 3 sides every time.
Thank God for the weekend, though, right?
Oh my yeah. God. I'm sorry, but I'm calling a legal man on the field on that one. Come on. That's a 15-yard penalty and a first down right there. What the F was that? Where were the sexy girls dancing?
Does someone want to tell The Weeknd that he was overcharged for red jackets and Band-Aids? Because
dude.
$7 million for that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my what God is
F
right.
What was that? That was, listen, at one point, we're looking at this thing, and one of the people at my house goes, do you think they get to keep those jackets? I'm like, of course they do. What else are they going to do with 1,000
red jackets? Are you kidding? I'm telling
jackets?
You. I just told you. That guy, I hope he saved his receipt. He needs to go return all that stuff.
All of those jackets need to go back.
Well, you know what, though? To be fair, and I'm sure we'll talk about it later, I did purposefully talk to people who were fans of his, and they liked it.
What did they like about it?
Well, one of the things, and actually, Bryn, I want you to give your full review because I know you like him. But
the intimacy
of it all, without a stadium audience like normal, people are like, well, it was very intimate. I mean, he really underperformed. I mean, you know, it was quiet. It was.
Oh, my God.
I felt like he looked right through me. I don't know. I'm trying to make crap up. I don't know what that was. Bryn, you please review the weekend halftime show.
I do like him, and I thought he was fine. It grew on me throughout the performance, and I thought he sounded okay, sounded good, except he wasn't loud enough in the mix. But what I liked most was I knew all the songs. It seemed like he put on a display more for the TV because obviously this year he's not performing for the stadium.
Right.
It was very visually just directed at us, it seemed.
And very visually unstimulating.
It was all right, yeah. But there was some spectacular, like, especially when Blinding Lights was, it was leading up to Blinding Lights. They were blinding you with a ton of random bright light. And I was like, it's leading up, guys. And you hear it kind of mixing in. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's coming. So I did kind of enjoy it by the end. I actually really did enjoy it. But I didn't love it. Wasn't in love with it. And I'm not, like, you
even
know.
The dance, like, he's got 1,000 dudes.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
On the field with him to dance. And the best they can do is go.
It seemed like a play on COVID almost. And then they all ended up dying at the end.
Yeah,
you know, just laying on the...
around his feet.
Yeah, it was
well,
a trip.
Well, they were all just so exhausted from the, you know, from the output. That was... Look, I like The Weeknd. And I think
too.
That, you know, I want to start there. But, you know, sometimes people need input from other people. Sometimes people shouldn't spend their own $7 million on their dream thing where they, you know, maybe they should go to, like, you know, somebody who had a really great halftime show and go,
in
hey,
his
what
defense,
should I do?
What I'll say is, I don't, again, that's why I think Bryn was a better person to comment on it, because I don't have his albums. I don't push play on him. But I do know his hits, for sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't know him, though, as a celebrity. So I actually thought, I had some interest in seeing what he'd do. And, like, I'd say 2 minutes in, I'm all, this guy doesn't dance? Like,
he kicks his heels out here and there.
Yeah.
He'll do
the Michael Jackson
he'll do a
kicks,
little
right?
heel thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, you know, I have compared him to Michael Jackson vocally multiple times,
sure.
At least in my head. So when he came out, I expected a little more of a enthusiastic, because his songs are
dance songs.
Yeah, they're up.
Sure.
And he wasn't.
No.
I liked his shoes, though. Those were good shoes.
Did you like those?
I did.
Because I felt like those were dumb looking. But, you know, I was like poisoned at this point by, you know,
yeah,
just I just thought, well.
The fact that Brady was killing the game.
No, it had nothing to do with the game.
That
was really
so incredible. And Gronk, like, really hasn't played that well until yesterday. I don't know. I watched them through the playoffs, and I don't know if he even scored until maybe he did. I didn't watch. They're not the Niners, but, you know, I did watch it. I don't remember him scoring until the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, I do.
Should, you know. Congratulations
on that.
Yeah, you and my mom all having a party today.
Ellie's supporting him in his move as well then, huh?
Sure she is.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Way to not hold grudges, Ellie.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the ads were good. I actually thought the ads were really good yesterday.
You know what? Before we even move on, I mean, and I guess we'll talk about it again. I thought
we'll
was great. I loved her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was really good. There was, you know, it was tough for me watching musical performances yesterday because I was with just nothing but musicians who had comments on everything.
Oh, you had a party?
Well, we had the critical mass kids over. Everybody got tested negative on Friday, so we had plans this weekend. So kind of last minute yesterday, because here's the thing. Friday night we jammed, and they were making some kind of drink with a whiskey base, and I ruined myself. It's not funny, and it's not something to applaud. They were so good, and they went down so easy that unbeknownst to me, I was passed out on the couch at 9:30.
Oh.
Wait.
It looks really good.
Didn't you do a happy hour broadcast?
We did a happy hour. In fact, these guys saw the first of my poisons being delivered. And it was, it's delicious. Tasted like, you know, some whiskey and some blood orange. I just know from experience that I shouldn't drink any brown liquor. I just shouldn't do it. I can't handle it. It's not for me. I just get, it's awful. So I ruined myself on Friday. Saturday was just, I was just like fragile, like shaky and fragile and couldn't talk to anyone and couldn't do anything. And that was it. And then Sunday I woke up, I felt a lot better. And we're sitting around, and John's making a huge pot of chili. I go, you want to invite those guys over? He goes, oh, are you up for that? I'm like, yeah, I think it'll be fine. So we made something for the vegetarians and the crew.
Did you boot?
No.
Oh,
I bet I would have felt better if I had.
Should have.
I know. Sometimes, well, you know. Yeah. Not really.
You know what? I actually, not that
proud
I've,
of.
I've been in that position, other than being, you know, actually sick. It's been a long time. Mm-hmm. But I fight the barf. Even though I know it might make me better, I will fight the barf. I don't want to barf.
Well,
like
no
it.
One wants to barf, but I never fight it. When I can feel it coming on, I'm like, good, this will be, at least whatever's in my stomach won't get into my system. Like, let's end this at this point. let's stay here. I won't fight it, but yeah, you're not alone. A lot of people are like just really anti getting out the poison.
Well, they both suck pretty hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, really, is no win.
Right. Oh, you get to continue to be nauseous, or you have to barf.
Or you get to boot. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
It's lose.
It wasn't good. So anyway, yeah, we had a few people over, and so as we were watching some of the, so actually, and you know what? In a way, it's my own fault because I wanted to have some people over. You know, while all the pregame stuff was going on and while the anthem, I didn't get to stand and watch the anthem. I like to watch the anthem, and I didn't
I thought
get
they
to...
did a great job. I was the way it started, I went, uh-oh. And then it was a duet.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. He was fine, but right. I didn't think he was going to make it through the whole thing. Like, I was starting to go, oh, boy, this is.
Yeah.
And then she came in and. I don't know who that was. Does anybody know that her name?
Jasmine. Hold on. I have it somewhere.
Mm. Whoever she is, that was her star moment because, man, she's got a great voice.
Sullivan.
Jasmine Sullivan. She's an R&B singer, and Eric Church was the dude.
Mm-hmm. They did. I think they did well.
Mm-hmm. People are raving about America the Beautiful. Her when you know, that was another thing that was funny is I'm kind of running around the house. I see that it's her on the T-H-E-R with dots in between. Mm-hmm. And someone goes, one of the guys goes, who is this? I'm like, it's her. And that's, and I realized yet again, her is a terrible name.
Yeah.
Because he's like, yeah, who is it? I'm like, her, H-E-R. He goes, her name is her? I'm like, yes, it's her.
Yeah, it but was, if you guys would have stopped talking and listened to her, she's killer. She really is.
Well, and then
good.
He's going, he goes, she's not playing that. She's not playing that. I'm like, can you just enjoy it? Do we have to, you know?
Well, she can play that. I don't know if she did, but she's got her own signature Fender. Like,
yeah,
she's a
legit artist. Like, mm-hmm. We sat in the studio a foot away from her and she mm-hmm. performed for us, and we were all pretty blown away by that.
Yeah.
And then, The Amanda Gorman thing, did you guys see this?
Mm-hmm.
She read a poem honoring some heroes for their actions during
the
pandemic.
Yeah, you know what?
Very beginning.
I know that it's a reflection of the times, and I get it. You know, there were less funny ads and more trying to pull tears out of my dumb head, which they got more than once.
Oh.
So, and including her poem, which I like that when you... you know, show people to have been doing good when really, if you look at the news, what you see is a lot of bad. Or you listen to some person screaming about how their rights are being, you know, like you just go, oh, yes. God, this world. And then you see that. And there are people doing really good things, and it's pretty cool.
Kind of quietly behind the scenes, the mm-hmm. unsung heroes, and she sang three of them.
Yep.
So it was... I thought that was really pretty too. I didn't. I mean, you're really crying a lot. I'm concerned about you. The crying.
I know.
Is
well,
really...
that's they go for the. I actually fall for that stuff. I what's Bruce Springsteen's?
Oh,
you
cried at the Jeep commercial, huh?
I did. Well, I'm not like bawling, but yes, there. I'm.
Did
absolutely
a tear
having...
exit your eye?
Yes.
Or... Oh
absolutely.
Well, my goodness.
Yep. I know it's pathetic. I don't know what to say. I feel it though. Like when they said. I think it ends with a thing across the screen, too, like...
uniting...
Yeah. Whatever it
reunited.
Said, I was like,
yeah,
oh,
reunited.
God.
Yeah,
United
exactly.
States.
Yeah.
Please,
that was
God.
Touching. Yeah, it touched me pretty hard.
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought that was the reunited America thing was the antithesis of the Four Seasons landscaping PR Fiverr thing. I thought, well, half the country hates this ad. This is not doing anything toward reuniting us.
Which, the Four Seasons, I don't know that one.
It was a Fiverr ad where apparently you can find experts that will freelance for you. I'm not exactly sure what the service is, but they were basically showing how if you wanted to throw, it's a dig on Giuliani's Four Seasons total landscaping press conference that he did, you know, right after the election.
Oh,
And they take that and turn this Four Seasons place into this magnificent, like, it's just, they have somehow rescued the bad idea that was the Four Seasons total landscaping. And as I was watching it, I thought, okay, I find this cute and I get the joke. I'm sure my parents aren't psyched about this, or maybe they didn't see that press conference. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't see it, and I'm not getting the joke at all. So well, miss me.
Oh, here Success. It is.
Tossed in right place, right time.
The Four Seasons total landscaping and press venue they're putting up there, and then they.
From graphic design to web development, or even a PR expert for things like, I don't know, booking a press conference. To get you where you want to be. Is this a lobby?
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, somewhere in the middle of the thing. But they're basically showing how they, you know, Rudy could have rescued it if he'd contacted Fiverr.
Fiverr. Huh.
Yeah, Fiverr with two R's.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. I've never.
You know, say, but there it is. So it's, I thought that when I saw the Bruce Springsteen one, the reunited states, I thought, oh, there's the antithesis of the one, the, you know, redivided states.
Right. Right. Okay. I see what you're saying. Right. Well, anyway, I liked some of the ads, and I thought the Matthew McConaughey one was funny. Flat Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, mm-hmm. Right.
That was a good one.
That was cute. I liked the end.
Yes. Oh, my God. The end is so funny.
Very well done.
That's a terrible place to become 3D.
Right. Anyway, well, yeah, that was it was a fun game. It was nice to see Tom Brady fulfill his destiny and win his seventh ring. I was really surprised when they started to get up on them. It was kind of like, oh my God, were they kind of joking through the playoffs? Because they turned it on and shut down the best team in the league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, didn't just shut down the best team. They humiliated the best team.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was, that game was over early in the second quarter. Like, that was not a game.
Most people expected it to be the exact other way around.
Like, well,
Mahomes is this young guy.
Yes.
Stud.
Right, primed, ready, right. Had to have been watching hours of tape. I'm mm-hmm. sure that they thought they were ready for this. And then I thought, at halftime, I thought, well, they'll go in there and they'll figure it out.
Someone will give a great speech.
And they'll say, listen here, guys, you know what you should do? You know, because that's so helpful.
Right.
So that's, that was an absolute embarrassment. Like, by the final quarter, I just thought, this is just like it was like the rest of his team wasn't there. And he's just one dude running away from other guys. I'm like, this is... not good. This is, yeah, there it was. Oh, there goes
wrong
Mahomes.
Way. You're running the wrong way,
and
Mahomes.
And he's down. All right.
30 yards backwards, right. Then tosses it. I mean, his throws were amazing as he was going down.
Yeah.
If only he had gotten those off, like, you know, right off the bat. There were open
his
dudes
receivers
all
could
over
catch
the
it.
Place. I know. And then the receivers couldn't catch it. There was one thing where he's getting taken down. He's sideways. And he still somehow manages to just do this bullet spiral.
25 yards or more.
That, easy. Of course, nobody catches.
Well, right.
Because he couldn't.
Or it hits him in the face.
Oh, my God. Right. He nailed that dude. I'm like, you
right,
are
right
the
between
worst
the
football
eyes.
Player.
I totally right, thought blank. Gronk would have caught that.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, anybody would have caught that. Like, I guess he was so surprised that it bonked him off the forehead that he just, oh, God, just what a P.O.S. game. Congratulations to the Bucks.
Yep. And oh, man, please, goat. Bryn, please, please find audio of Bill Belichick and his comments on the game. If you can find that, that'd be great.
Oh, is that around?
I don't know. I don't know if there's any comments at all, but I mean,
I'm sure he's in a cave. He's under a rock right now. There's no way he's
at some point for his comments. So you make that up if you have to. But yeah, I really it's got a sting, right?
Yeah, I heard that he texted or twittered a congratulations to the team and to Brady. And so I'm sure they're all being good sports about it.
Oh, that is the definition, though, of a breakup and the chick drops 20 pounds, goes supermodel, gets discovered and becomes a huge actress. Like, and yeah. there you are back at home.
I couldn't get that together, na, huh?
Na, na, kicking na, rocks na. In your driveway.
I found some audio. Here it is. Oh, that's not it. Maybe it's this one.
I think I found it.
Here it is.
Thing sucks.
Oh, that's not it. Hold on. That's Bill right there.
That's Bill Belichick when reached for comment about last night's performance. Ay, ay, ay. That's got to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy did it. Man. And actually, there have been so many other players who've tried that, including our own Joe Montana, sure. who switched a team late in life and was hoping to go back and do it right into everybody's faces. Oy, he's the only one who's pulled it.
No, didn't one of the Mannings do it with two teams?
Mm. Yes. Yeah, but that there wasn't – this was really like a breakup.
Well, this really hit home for us.
Right.
And by us, I mean me. So
but you're right. Manning definitely.
Yeah, two teams.
He got another Super Bowl very late. He couldn't even throw the ball.
Yeah, he.
Like it was a miracle he pulled it off, but he right. did pull it off. You're right. Anyway.
43
I don't
years
want to talk
old.
About Peyton Manning because today is Tom Brady's day.
Mm-hmm.
And Gronk. Don't forget, and Gronk.
The weekend. We did it.
That's right, Gronk. We did. We got another one.
Oh, it was a good one, too. Everyone in that cold place we used to go to, they're mad.
That's right. We got him.
What did John think?
We didn't think on it.
He didn't talk. He just
no, we did. I mean, you know, he was actually, he was saying he wanted Brady to win it. But it's funny because he kept cheering whenever the Chiefs would do anything good, which wasn't often.
Right.
Admittedly.
That's for sure.
Even that one time, like, dude, take the 3 points. Kick the field goal. What are you doing? 4th and 9, you're going to try again? Really? Well, you need all the points. Just take the damn points.
Well, you need all the points.
Right. They needed
well,
more.
Well, they didn't get any of the points. Zero of the new
they
points.
They needed a miracle.
They could have at least gotten to double digits. I mean, for God's sake, there was some stat like Mahomes hasn't been held to a single-digit game since he was like in Pee Wee or something. Oh,
you know what I also liked? I just thought of. It's so funny that Beavis and Butthead, you could write the line yourself. You know where the girl goes, the bridge is cracked, and they and I totally laughed, even though I knew what they were gonna do. There's Beavis. She said crack. I just laughed out loud, like, oh my God, they're still so dumb.
I know. That was we'll get into all the commercials and stuff. I have like a hardcore favorite. Like there was one that I just thought, that's the one.
Oh yeah.
That is the one.
I
like
know it.
And there were a lot of good. I thought the commercials were great yesterday. I really enjoyed a lot of them. So we'll get into all that.
All right.
Right now, though, we're already super late. KLSC, mm-hmm. KLSC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Allison Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.